Today, same-sex marriage. When I was at university, 25 years ago, I guess, learning family law, we were taught that marriage was between one man and one woman. And we then learned about cases with names I've long since forgotten involving transgenders in void and voidable marriages. But society has moved on. And given the number of jurisdictions that do now recognise same-sex unions, Guernsey's failure to recognise foreign civil unions is unsustainable. This is not about sexual relationships, but about personal relationships. And for me, marriage is a public recognition of a private relationship between two people. It ought to be a fundamental right, irrespective of sex, and the state has a duty to facilitate the exercise of that right. Whilst I understand the UK's reasoning for introducing civil partnerships, I think they continue to discriminate with an implicit suggestion that same-sex couples are not quite good enough to have what the heterosexual majority are entitled to. I think we can now skip that stage in our own legal development and move straight to recognising same-sex marriage, and I would support this. As a practical point, it may be simpler, and therefore quicker, to in fact amend marital legislation to simply define a marriage as being between two people, rather than between one man and one woman. And some other candidates in this election will be better placed than me to comment further on that. Whilst I accept that the fundamentalist wings of many religions find the idea of same-sex relationships and marriage as abhorrent, it really is a matter for each religion or denomination to determine whether or not and how they wish to recognise same-sex marriages, and that is not a matter in which the state should become involved. And this is a response which I have given when I've been asked about same-sex marriages in church. Tomorrow, I'm going to take a break from commenting on the issues and just give some reflections on the campaign to date. Thank you for listening.